This is the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and in this episode, I'll give you 5 tips to boost your happiness. Hi everyone, it's Matt, and thanks for listening to another podcast episode. I really hope that this will give you some tips that you can use to boost your happiness. Now, happiness is something that we talk about a lot that we want, but these tips come from the book, The Ripple Effect, which we're going through. We're just finishing reading this book as part of the Greatness Everyday Book Study, and I have to say, honestly, it's a really good read. That's coming from somebody that doesn't read a lot. There are a lot of practical things, easy, simple things that you can do that will help you start sleeping better, eating better, moving better, and thinking better, and really make a difference in your life. I'm gonna leave some more information in our Instagram page as well as a few other places on our social media accounts below if you want to know more. So let's jump right into these tips. If you have any questions at all, I'd love to hear them. So send me a message and I'll do my best to get back to you with those. So the first tip is to practice daily gratitude. And this is something that I've talked about a lot if you've been kind of following my journey, because it's something that I really believe is a very powerful force. Okay, by recognizing what we have and the good parts of life, we go ahead and we grow to appreciate those things even more and become more thankful for these moments, okay? I do this personally by journaling in the morning and journaling in the night. Every single day, I do a gratitude journal, and that helps me keep track of the things that I'm grateful for. And I do this by writing them down because it really focuses me and forces me to be intentional and purposeful in terms of what I am doing when I'm actually writing that down. I was just on a webinar with the legend Jay Shetty, if anybody knows who that is. He's amazing, some of the work that he does. And he said this quote, and it really stood out to me. It says, "When you're grateful for what you have, you receive more to be grateful for." And I can just think personally in my life in the last year or so, that's definitely a true testament, and I'd really hope that is for you as well. So that's the first tip. The second tip is to spend time on relationships. And it's not a secret that happy people tend to have high quality relationships with the other people in their lives. And I'm gonna make this proposition, you should too. Make the effort to make sure that the people in your life know that you care deeply for them. Go ahead and take time out of your day, maybe to talk to the person you haven't connected with for a while. The other day, I was traveling down to another city. I had some business stuff to take care of on the weekend, and I messaged a friend, a guy that I had played university soccer with. I hadn't seen him for a very long time, but it was really good because I was able to send him a message, say, "Hey, do you want to meet up for supper and or lunch, I guess?" And we did, and it was great. It's like we haven't really had a lot of time apart when in actuality it's been a few years. So that was really great. Take time out of your day to do that if you want. Maybe you want to surprise someone special to you with a fancy dinner, or maybe you just want to spend some quality time with your family. And I have to say this as well, don't feel that it's necessary to maintain this quality or this level of relationship with everyone. And this is important. There are going to be people in your life who deserve this type of quality relationship with you, and there are going to be others who might not. So don't overwhelm yourself trying to make this happen, because eventually, if you're trying to do that with everyone, you will burn out. Take it from me. The third tip is to buy experiences, not possessions. And this is one that I've really been purposeful in doing over the course of this year, and it's something that I can speak to personally, because if I look at the things that I bought in the last year, the majority of those things have been experiences. I've never been someone that loves to shop, if I'm being completely honest with you. So I've really been focused on kind of looking at experiences and buying experiences like traveling, which is such a valuable thing, and maybe even more valuable in ways that we don't necessarily realize. Even long-term, those things are revealed to us. I've attended some seminars. And those have been really rewarding experiences and made some networking and connections out of those and had some opportunities from just going to those seminars that I never expected. And I really mean that some of the opportunities that came from this have completely blown my mind. And I've tried to forget about things because I just, to be honest, I have too much stuff already. Going through a move this summer was very, made that very obvious to me. I have too much stuff already and I don't need to add anything to it. And I'm willing to guess that many of you would say you're in the exact same place. These experiences will be with you much longer than whatever you're buying, whether that's a new jacket or a new phone. Okay, the fourth tip is to volunteer your time or money. And the beginning of 2018, I made a My 2018 Goals video on the Greatness Everyday YouTube channel. And one of the goals that I had was to volunteer a few times throughout the year. I think I said I wanted to volunteer like 4 to 6 times outside of what I've already been volunteering for. And those experiences for me have really given me a lot. And I think there's two ways to volunteer. And a lot of the time, we might not think about both of these. So, one way to volunteer your time is by helping out with a cause. Maybe it's something you're passionate about. Maybe it's just the fact that you see a need and you're willing to step in and step up. Some examples could be serving breakfast at a local school in your community, which is something that, if your community is anything like ours, is greatly needed, by the way. Maybe it's something like coaching a sports team or finding something else that aligns with whatever your interests are, okay? The second way that you can volunteer is you can volunteer by donating your money. There are plenty of great organizations out there that really need funds to do their work. So, this may be one of the ways that you choose to volunteer. And the only thing I'd say with that is there are many great organizations out there, and there are many organizations that look great, but I would encourage you to do your homework and find out if the organization that you're donating to is one that is reputable and they're using their funds responsibly. The fifth and final tip is to engage deeply with life. But what exactly does that mean? Because that's something you could say to someone and they really might not understand what you're talking about. In our world of surface level filled with distraction and disinterest, be someone who goes deep in whatever you do. Give someone your full attention when you're with them. Don't block that and talk through the wall of your phone. Spend time with your family. Don't just be in the room. This is a really important one. Just go deep as far as you can with the people and the situations in your life, whatever you're doing. And I get that in our world of immediacy, this is really, really difficult, but I encourage you to go ahead and also section your work life from your real life. Prioritize your time and engage deeply with whatever you're doing. Those are the 5 tips that I think you should take and will help boost your happiness. Again, those are from the book The Ripple Effect, as we are just finishing that up as part of the Greatness Everyday book study. I'd like you to try them. Go ahead and try them. Let me know how they work for you. And I'm also wondering what video topics you'd like to see on our channel. So go ahead and let me know in the comments below what you want to see. I'm also going to take the time to say this is the time to read the last chapter of the Ripple Effect book. So go ahead, read the last chapter of the Ripple Effect, and we'll be done with that book. And I hope that you found some very practical, simple pieces, some little golden nuggets that you can use to help you change your life. And to wrap up our podcast today, our goal is to help inspire you to live a great life. And we trust that today's topic did that. We do this by uploading a quote and words of encouragement to our Instagram page every day. And we challenge you to go out and live a great life because we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you each and every day. So stay connected with us on the social media platforms of your choice, wherever you are. We're on Instagram, we're on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And we also have a website, greatnesseveryday.online. And because I'm giving you 5 tips today to help boost your happiness, if you like what you heard on today's podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you went and reviewed the podcast, if you went as well and you shared this podcast episode with somebody that you think could benefit from these 5 tips to boost your happiness. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode.
Thank you.